Hey y'all, let's talk. So this month is PTSD Awareness Month, and what I wanted to do is bring awareness to something we don't often talk about, but I think a lot of us experience it, and that's secondary PTSD or vicarious trauma. What most people don't know is that trauma does not have to happen directly to you for you to be affected by it. You can still experience symptoms of PTSD from caring for, hearing about, or witnessing the intense suffering of others. So, if you have experienced symptoms, know that you are not crazy and you are not alone. From a personal perspective, hearing about my sister's hearing about her rape affected me in a major way. I found myself constantly thinking about it. I was dreaming about it. I was losing sleep over it, about how it could have happened, how I wasn't there to help her, how inadequate I felt, and it triggered my own personal trauma or experience, if you will, all in which are symptoms of secondary PTSD. It caused me to be frightened, even for my daughter, to suspect anyone, to not trust anyone, to keep a guard up at all times. And so I know that secondary PTSD is real. Now, we may wonder, how do we protect ourselves from this, right? Research says to practice self-care. Find other things that sustain you, to have boundaries so you aren't wrapped up into someone else's trauma, but practice self-care. Make sure that you are aware of secondary trauma, for one, and the issues that are related to it, okay? Assess your own level of trauma, right? So know your own stress levels. Self-awareness is very important to me. So I think that knowing your levels of stress is very important. Being aware of that. Know when you have to take a step back. Get enough sleep and you can exercise. Acknowledge your reactions to those stressful situations and allow yourself time to cope with those emotions. I know a lot of times we hear these situations and then we go into them, you know, we keep going and we keep going, but take some time to actually acknowledge what you're feeling towards the situation and actually allow yourself time to cope. Connect with others, like maybe a support group or family or friends. Y'all know I will always suggest a therapist, so going to seek therapy. But know that secondary trauma is very much real, and know that you are not alone in feeling symptoms just because it didn't happen directly to you.